Mr. Tatlin. I believe you're looking after actor Christopher Lloyd while he's in the country?
That's correct, yes. Is he here now?
Well, he's sat around the corner, but I'm afraid he's received a bit of a bump to the head on the way out the hotel. And he's not exactly feeling himself.
Mr. Lloyd, it's Martin here from...
Honey, you've got to come back with me!
No, Martin! Tin! I believe you've had a nasty strike to the head.
Oh, when I came to, I had a vision! A picture in my head! A picture of this! This is what makes time travel possible! The flux capacitor!
Yes, that's a drawing of the letter Y upside down.
What year is this?
It's 2009.
2009? The year the hoverboard was invented. I've got to get back to 1985 and feed my dog Einstein.
Mr. Lloyd, I don't know what you're...
Lloyd, the name's Brown. Dr. Emmett Brown.
Right, okay. Mr. Brown, I'm worried that you're not okay to be carted around today. You have a very heavy schedule.
Heavy, heavy, heavy! There's that word again, heavy!
You have an interview with Fern and Philip at 11, an appearance on Paul O'Grady at 5, and...
No man should know too much about his own destiny!
Right. I'm going to have to cancel all these appearances, Mr. Brown. We'll have to get you a flight back to...
Back to the future!
Yes, Mr. Brown. But we can leave the exact details of that for further down the road.
Roads! Where we're going, we don't need roads!
It's going to be a long day!
The Cornucopia Radio Show. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean we're stupid. It means you are.